Hello, this is Jeff Gaudiosi, and you are on MisplacedStraws.com, where music comes to life. And I'm lucky enough to be sitting out here on a beautiful patio on a great summer night with Adam Bach, the keyboard player for Hollis Brown, just before they take the stage tonight at Infinity Hall with Robert Randolph. So, Adam, welcome.
Thanks.
And now, you guys released a fantastic new record back in June called Ozone Park. What's the reaction to the record, Ben?
The reaction's been really positive so far. We charted on a couple of Billboard lists. We've had great reviews in Pace Magazine and a few other online publications. We actually got a little Rolling Stone bit recently that we're very proud of. It was a list of, Americana bands or records to watch out for. So it's all been positive. They don't show us the bad stuff. So as far as I know, it's been overwhelmingly positive.
And that's a good thing. Now, you guys tour relentlessly, so even though it's been a few years since the last record, you've been playing on the road. Did you try out some of the new songs live before recording?
Definitely. I think, I venture to say, over half of the record is stuff that we'd been playing for at least a year prior to recording it. And the other half was more or less arranged and written in the studio. So it's kind of a contrast in writing and recording styles. I'd be interested to see if you could tell which ones are which. But yeah, I know Blood from a Stone had been on a live recording we'd done previously. She Don't Love Me Now, same thing. So it's kind of a hodgepodge of when things are in progress, when you can get into the studio, and when these things line up. We try to hold on to the stuff that we really like. If we're not currently recording.
And when it came to recording the record, you guys did a little different this time. It was all of you in the studio together. What kind of feel did that bring to these songs?
Different than...
Well, then, you know, you hear a lot of bands where, you know, the guitar player will go in and do his thing, and then the keyboard player will email his parts in, but you guys recorded as a band.
Yeah, we've never done it the way you're describing. I imagine... the quality control would be difficult in a situation like that, but I think, I don't even know, we usually have recorded pretty quickly in the span of a week or maybe a week and a half. I don't know how long it might take if we could take all the time we wanted and there was nobody watching you dawdle or not be productive. I think this is the only way we could record effectively is being in the same room and having some kind of oversight, whether it's... the band or the producer or somebody saying like, okay, your third idea was fine, let's move on.
And like I said, you started playing some of the songs live up to a year before they were recorded. When you finally got in the studio to record them, were there changes to them? Did you look back and say, wow, this song's really different from when we first started playing it a year ago?
Definitely. The way she does it went through probably the most changes. It started off kind of like a hard rock AC/DC thing, and we tried a more like folksy Americana thing with more acoustic emphasis and different keyboard sounds, different melody bits even. The way it came out finally was inspired by the Ryan Adams recording of the Taylor Swift album 1989. Can you believe that, Mike? So we heard that and thought like, okay, this is like the modern rock, maybe like Cars sort of vibe, and let's try that on. Because really the song, for me especially, just comes down to the melody and the lyric. Mm-hmm. And if you can arrange it a million different ways, and if it's a good song, it'll still be a good song. But the AC/DC thing wouldn't have fit with the album. And maybe we're trying to move a little further away from the like throwback 70s vibe. So I think the style we settled on for that one finally is most effective.
It works. And now you guys have always done some really cool covers throughout your career. I mean, from re-recording Velvet Underground's Loaded, which I love your version of it, by the way, up to She Don't Love Me Now on this record from Jesse Malin. Any surprises in store as this tour kicks off with ideas you guys have?
We've got a couple on the gig tonight that you might not have heard. We're going to do a Hendrix song. We're going to play a bit of a Pink Floyd song, though not the whole thing. We kind of use a bit of the instrumental from Have a Cigar as sort of an in-between song. transitional bit. Is there another cover tonight? I sort of lose track. That might be it for tonight. But I think that's kind of what we're trying to do, especially me being the keyboard player. The like classic rock things may or may not have something in store for me. So I kind of have to make it up for myself most of the time. And what I'm trying to push is more of the like modern sounds or put some kind of different imprint on it. Because the guys are really good about learning things accurately. But if you do it too accurately and it's a cover, at least I start to wonder, like, okay, why don't I just go back and listen to the original?
Yeah, what was the point of the cover?
Yeah, you're not going to play guitar better than Jimi Hendrix. Yeah. So do something different or don't. So hopefully I can bring that.
Yeah. And you guys have been at this for a while now. The first record was back in 2009. Have you seen a change in what it takes to promote a record these days? You know, in the old days, you show up to the local radio station, they play your song, and, you know, people hear it on the radio and go buy it. Has the way people access your music changed over the past few years?
Obviously streaming is more popular now than it was a few years ago, but I'm not sure there's anything on our end that's changed for how we... Mm-hmm. The five of us have been working to promote the album. We still go to the radio stations and we still play it, and they still might not add you until you do that. So in person counts for people who it's always counted to. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
And the newer crowd, I imagine our management and our PR people have had different tasks for different media and different avenues to get music out there. But from our end, we're still in a van. We're still driving to the radio station in Akron, Ohio, to play for their live series and get at it the old-fashioned way.
And I think the other big change in music now are festivals. It seems every weekend there's a festival somewhere. You know, this summer you guys seem to be doing more of a traditional touring schedule to get this record out. Do you have a preference one way or another when it comes to festivals and how effective they are versus regular touring?
I suppose I like to do a week or two on, week or two off, when we can make that happen, and sort of cut out the filler. No offense to the filler. I'm from filler. I'm from St. Louis. So, but being on a long tour or, a few weeks in a row, it has its benefits. You get used to the people you're with. You get used to the shows you're playing. You get used to the set list, which may or may not change very much. You get tighter as a band when you do it for 3 weeks in a row. But I like festivals, too. A lot of people. Usually pays a little better.
And a lot of new people that may not have heard you that discover you from there.
Yeah, you don't necessarily sell as much merch or whatever, but you're definitely going to play to people who wouldn't come to your club gig because they don't know who you are.
And now you guys have a couple of shows to start the tour. Couple of nights with Robert Randolph. You did a couple nights on your own. You have a pretty long run coming up with Thunder Pussy and then a brief run in Europe. What's the rest of the year hold? You guys be coming back to the States after Europe? Or
we'll be coming back, yeah. Some of us stay a week or so after when you can make it work just for vacation when you're already out there and you got the flights paid for anyway. But as far as gigs after Europe, I don't think we have much solidified yet. Even the tail end of the European tour is still being booked and confirmed. So I can't give you many specifics about that, but I'm planning to come home right away. I'll be missing my girlfriend.
And that's good. You got to get that on the record hears the interview.
My girlfriend.
Well, Adam, thank you so much for taking the time. I really appreciate it. Looking forward to the show tonight. Best of luck. And stay in touch whenever you guys have new dates or new stuff coming up. Feel free to give a yell. We'll get it out there to everybody. And have a great show.
Thank you very much.